In Boston hospitals today, many injured patients remain in intensive care and in critical condition. That means their condition could tip toward recovery or toward death. But so far, there have been no more deaths beyond the three that occurred on Monday. Some patients have even gone home, and as NPR's Richard Knox reports, doctors are beginning to grapple with everything they've seen in the past 24 hours.
Boston Medical Center is used to trauma. Its emergency room treats more than its share of gunshot and stab wounds and multiply injured crash victims. But Dr. Andrew Ulrich says the 23 patients delivered to the hospital's emergency room on Monday represented something different.
What we don't commonly see is so many of them at the same time. And I think the kicker that makes this incredibly difficult is that it was intentional.
Ulrich, an emergency medical specialist, says that reality is beginning to sink in, along with the recognition of the long road ahead.
But then some of it, the recovery part, is difficult. And I think that's what we're dealing with today going forward. I think the patients have a lot of recovering to do. The families certainly have a lot to deal with. But also the people who took care of them have a lot of recovering to do, too.
Part of that recovery is dealing with anger at the unknown person or persons who wreaked all the havoc. Nicholas Yanni was injured yesterday along with his wife, Leanne.
I don't have a face to go with who caused all this, so it's hard for me to be mad at something that's not tangible. But the fact that somebody did this, you're mad.
Among the medical people who are caring for victims, there's a particular source of anger as they compare notes about what seems to have been in the two bombs that exploded on Monday afternoon. Dr. George Velmahos is a trauma surgeon at Massachusetts General Hospital.
Probably this bomb had multiple metallic fragments in them, and we removed pallets and nails.
The MGH saw a number of patients with so-called traumatic amputations, legs blown off by the explosion or so maimed there was no choice but to amputate. Velmaho says these limbs were riddled with pellets and nail-like fragments.
They are numerous. There are people who have 10, 20, 30, 40 of them in their body or more.
To him, it didn't look like what would happen if the fragments had come from nearby objects blown up by the bombs.
So I think it's unlikely that they would be so consistent if they were pulled up from the environment.
Over at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, which got 17 bomb victims, emergency medicine doctor Stephen Epstein saw the same thing.
One of my colleagues showed me an X-ray that had a number of objects that, could have been, and, I don't think we're certain what they are, but had the appearance, at least, of BBs.
To him and to a number of doctors, it looks as if the perpetrator was intent on doing the maximum amount of harm.
And that's, I think, the question that everybody's wondering about.
But the aftermath also contains some positive reflections, too. One involves the way Boston's emergency system successfully and efficiently distributed the bomb victims across hospital.
We have 5 level 1 trauma centers in Boston. Any one of those trauma centers could have been overwhelmed had they received all of the patients who were critically injured.
That's what happened 71 years ago when victims of an infamous nightclub fire mostly ended up at 2 hospitals. That lesson has been learned.
By distributing them throughout the city, we gave each one of those patients the maximum chance of survival because we were able to match the available resources in the city to all of the victims. And I'm certain that contributed greatly to minimizing loss of life and limb.
In other words, as horrific as Monday's terrorist attack was, it could have been a lot worse. Richard Knox, NPR News.